USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote, barely. He won the support of 211 of 359 of his fellow Conservatives. The margin of victory is slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Nevertheless, Johnson is calling it a convincing win and that the party should now come together. Johnson's leadership rocked when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. The former top leader of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with other members of the group. The federal government says Henry Tarillo and four others coordinated the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 election victory. They're scheduled to stand trial in August. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have made off with more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half.
In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Wall Street closed higher as investors wrestled with whether the economy will avoid a recession amid rising interest rates and high inflation. The Dow added 16, the Nasdaq gained 49, the S&P 500 was up 13. Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter. He's accusing the social media company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot and fake accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter that was disclosed in a filing with the SEC. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
We are learning more about the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Researchers at Penn State say immunity remains high against severe COVID-19 for about 6 months after vaccination. However, scientists at Penn State College of Medicine say protection against symptomatic COVID-19 begins to decrease about 1 month from initial vaccination. In the largest study so far, researchers determined the vaccines provided significant protection against COVID, but their effectiveness decreased over time. The study looked at data from 7 million unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals 12 years and over. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. moved to seize 2 luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other is a $350 million aircraft, believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world. The action comes after new sanctions and penalties were announced on Russian oligarchs and elites, Kremlin officials and businessmen linked to President Vladimir Putin and their yachts, aircraft, and firms that manage them. President Biden promised to pursue Russian elites' ill-gotten gains after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine back in February. You can listen to us anywhere that you are through our website. The address is usaradio.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.